time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. We are back in your ear. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's good with you, Muhammad? How you feeling?
Man, everything cool, man. You know, it's hot than a motherfucker out here.
You know, tell me about it.
So, yeah, nigga been running from that, getting some AC in around this piece. And, you know, it's shit, you know, what was that? I think Thursday was my rebirth day. So.
Oh, okay. Happy rebirth day.
Yeah.
This is 2 years now? Or?
It's 2 years now. So,
wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As I was telling people, you know, they was like, what's that? You know what I mean? I was like, well, the 23rd was the day that I went down, but the 24th was the day that I woke up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So when you wake up to a new world, and that's what happened. So, you know, I'm navigating the new world ever since, you know what I'm saying, nigga woke up. So still not all the way. I don't have it mastered yet, but I feel good about it. I feel good to be here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That. Do you do anything to celebrate your rebirth day?
Last year they had a little thing for me. I didn't do nothing this year. As they would say in elementary school, you know what I'm saying? Or at my kids' preschool, you know what I mean? I just contemplated. I took a moment of contemplation.
Oh. You know, wow. They were saying that your kids elementary school?
Take a moment of contemplation.
Young geniuses. Yeah.
A little quiet. There's really just saying be quiet.
At the hood school,
it would have been like, be quiet. Be your ass quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like Park Slope Child Care Collective, it was, okay, we're going to take a moment of contemplation. Quiet contemplation.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the gaffle. So you did. So you had some contemplation. You did some quiet contemplation.
Yeah, I did some quiet contemplation. You know what I'm saying? Ate good. Ate some Branzino.
All right. That's good.
Shit, just thought it all over, you know what I'm saying? Not that you don't do that every day, but it's just that particular day, you really settle into all of what it is. And to be honest, there were, you know, I was probably getting to a point of, you know, almost not frustration just yet, but whatever it is right before you get to frustration. You know what I mean? Just frustrating in the way of, I can't make it all work how I wanted to work. You know what I'm saying?
I used
to be able to see how I could make it work. Now I just had to do it and not see it and figure it out. So you just had to do it until it feel different. You know what I mean? But by the time that day came, 24th came, it just felt more like, okay. Whew. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even feel like I... Cause it kind of like took the day off, really. You know what I'm saying? Just really laid back and was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a fight for me to take a day off like that. I would have fought myself to do that. Like I would have just kept going. Like I get to it when it's for dinner time, whatever. But this particular time, I just eased on through it and let it be. You know what I mean? Just let myself be in that quiet, contemplative space and. That felt good. You know what I'm saying? And then when I came out of it the next day and went back to work, I didn't feel that same frustration. You know what I mean? So instead of running up against what you feeling and like, but I'm going to continue to bump on life and run up against my feelings, I just took time to just deal with the feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And, it was good, man. It was good. It wasn't like I came up with no epiphanies and no shit like that. But I really did give myself a chance to be with myself.
Shit, that's an epiphany in itself, man. You know, dead ass. Because, you know, like, I don't want to say epiphanies are overrated, but they don't happen that often. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes trying to summon an epiphany is like trying to make a radio record. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that shit got to come across organically. You know what I mean? So,
well, you got to channel your inner Drake.
Yeah. Yo, quietly, that boy getting his stride back. I'm paying attention. Man. That boy getting his stride back. It's starting to happen. That last record with the which one? That sound like old, you know, old vintage fake patois Aubrey.
Which
you know
one?
What I mean?
What I missed?
The one. Nah, what I missed to me sounded a little. Still had a little bitterness on it. Still had a little aftertaste. It's like you know what I mean? It's just a little. Just a little frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Which one? That's the one with Central C.
Oh, I missed that one.
That shit came out last week, and it's like he back in his bag. He's playing to his strengths. You know what I'm saying? It's like when a motherfucker jumper just start clicking, like
right.
And it's just it ain't even hitting. Just, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's that. Then there's a little switch up at the end. It's one of them. It's one of them. So
and it's a trip because, you know, he one of them businesses that's too big to fail, per se.
Yeah.
And his adversary, his nemesis, is not productive enough to keep his foot on his neck till he gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he had a whole
type
year
of business he run.
He had a whole year and a half with on the nigga throat, nigga. And that nigga was able to, you know what I'm saying, weather that storm, nigga. He weathered that year, went overseas and got his money overseas. But then after Not Like Us kind of wore down a little bit, nigga still wanted that shit in the clubs, man. And nobody is actually offering it up real good right now. So
yeah.
It becomes like it's a, like we talked about on before, it's a space for the nigga and for him to hit that space. You know what I'm saying? I think What Did I Miss was kind of needed because it was like a cheeky play on, okay, I know what y'all got going on. Well, okay, now what's happening? Where we at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me jump back in here. Where we at?
Right. Man. Back to our scheduled programming. Right. Our regularly scheduled programming. Yeah.
And his people informed, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
that's a testament, cause nigga, you was under the dirt, nigga.
Yeah. He came back like the Undertaker. Yeah,
nigga had you under the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. The thing is, there's no Drake. Just like there's no Kendrick. The both of them are singular. Like I said before, they're two sides of the same coin. They're very singular. Mm-hmm. So, the market couldn't replace that. You know, there's other cats that are doing it and they got movement, but it's not what he can do, you know? So,
and that's been his lot from the beginning.
Yeah. And then I was just having a conversation with one of the homies and I was like, the thing about, because the two, if we're talking about them as companies, right? You were saying like the Kendrick company, they're more curated, more, you know what I'm saying? It's they're not flooding the market.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be very artisanal. They hand sewn. You know what I'm saying? Like Drake and that motherfucker, damn near like a sweatshop, a one man sweatshop. And the crazy thing about it is, he got so much shit that comes out that I was saying to a friend of mine, I was like, "Yo, everybody has their own specific Drake playlist." He put out so much shit. You could be hanging with somebody and they could play some shit and you like, "Yo, what's this?" They'd be like, "This is Drake." I'm like, "Word? When did this come out?" "Oh, this is from the such and such, such and such." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." And then I'll go back and it's something I heard, but it'd be so, he'll put like 14 upwards to 20 some odd songs on a project that it's just a lot of songs that you just pick what you like. You know what I mean? And then kind of move on till the next project come out. But then there'll be them joints that you forgot about and you hear them in a different context. And it's like, "Oh shit, that shit kind of fire." You know, like, not to say that I didn't Not to say that I didn't recognize Crew Love, the record with The Weeknd, but it was just interesting. I told you I was in the club maybe a couple weeks ago, and I don't really be in the club like that. And the DJ played the Crew Love shit, and the whole club started singing to that shit. And you know what I mean? Like, I was like, damn, like it was some very attractive vocalists in there. Amen. You know what I'm saying?
Once that Classe whatever John Julio
Reposado
this start hitting, they want to hear that damn club shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That tequila got motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That tequila falsetto.
Right.
But
it's hard to keep up a tequila falsetto on some battle records.
Yeah. No, you can't. But that's the thing that really I feel like, besides the fact that, again, I said, I think, one, Drake was distracted, and two, I think he could have been way more competitive. He tapped out early, but Kendrick pulled the Drake. He pulled the back-to-back. Mm-hmm. He did the unexpected. So it came across like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a motherfucker that always go right, go left. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, shit, I ain't know this motherfucker. Oh, shit, you know, because up until then, Kendrick was killing it, but it was his lane. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Lyricism, bars, you know, dark ass instrumentals, and you know what I mean? All of that type of shit. And he hit you with that mustard. You know what I mean? And that little hop, nigga. That shit was a moment. So, right. But anyway, yeah. I don't even know how we got into this tangent. Go ahead.
I think his biggest trick coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Is deciding, do I jump back in my artisanal bag or do I make these bangers? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So on the comeback, it's going to be bigger than, okay, who am I targeting, or I'm in the middle of a beef. His biggest target is going to be deciding on both of those sides of him. Do Mustard do another project? Or do we go back to our regular schedule? You know what I'm saying? Artisanal stuff.
You talk about Kendrick at this point.
I'm talking about Kendrick.
Well, I mean, I think GNX was definitely bangers. Right. I think GNX had some joints on there. I think GNX was his... That was the Get Loose album. That was, again, that shit got mad replay value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it... At first, I remember saying at the onset, it had the spirit of a mixtape, but it was just that it was loose. Because the more I listened to it, the more I respect it as an album. One of the better albums of the last year, right? Mm-hmm. I think he freed it up to wherever he could go, wherever he want to go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm curious.
That. Yeah, I get that. I'm like you said, I'm curious to
yeah,
see
I didn't think about it.
How he plays it on the very next project. You know what I'm saying?
This is one thing I thought, and I don't think, not to say that Kendrick ain't petty, but I don't think that Kendrick is as consumed. I think he's taken the dub and he's kind of moved on. Mm-hmm. But there's a part of me, the vindictive, petty part of me was like, if he was to find out when Iceman was dropping and he just dropped the whole fire album at the same time, like, niggas don't want to hear that shit. Get that shit out of here. That would be crazy. But it's got to be fire, too. The album would have to sound like, it's got to sound on some Dikembe shit. You can't miss that block.
Yeah.
You don't want to get posterized. You know what I mean?
I mean, and one, it has to be fire, but then Iceman has to miss.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So we'll see
what it is. Y'all think? Y'all still on separate sides? Cause that was so crazy, the segregation in the game. You know what I mean? All of that shit. All that set tripping. Are we just back to just listening to music? Let us know in the comments. Or are you still repping niggas, your team?
Niggas just set tripping for sure. But we all know what happens on the Instagram and the TikTok and Facebook. It's not necessarily what them people do in real life, man.
When the
DJ drop that shit, you know what I'm saying? They be on the side of whoever in the room.
That is true. That is true for sure.
You know what I'm saying? When you got a rep your opinions online, then it becomes a little different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You stand with the team that you logically you logically agree with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, you go to the club. Ain't too many niggas just walking off the flow because somebody come
in protest.
Yeah, you know? Right. Like, right. You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's that.
That's what's up. I had a thought, speaking of music, I sent it to you. There was a, and it's actually at least two videos, but there's this video of this father, like, basically putting his son on to Fred the Godson bars, right? Fred the Godson's Funk Flex freestyle. And the son's probably 11. Pops is, it may be in his 50s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
White father, white son. Pops is a hip-hop head. Pops is tuned in. He probably listened to the Dissect podcast. But he's tuned in. And he one of them cats that's, you know, stopping the freestyler to go over the bars with the, yo, did you hear what he just said? It's all of that. Like, yo, ho, nah. But did you hear what he said? He said, I, you know what I mean? And he recap, you know how cats do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And at first, you know, it's cool to see that enthusiasm. Obviously, it is cool to see that intergenerational, I don't want to say enthusiasm because I'm not sure if it was going both ways. You know what I mean? Because I was like, either this kid is going to be a hip-hop fan or maybe an ill MC himself, or he's going to hate that shit because it's starting to feel like homework. But beyond that, it made me, and I haven't really delved deep into it, but I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I was just like, I always heard, you know, Fred the Godson was alive, that he was ill. Like, he was a dope MC, and you know what I mean? And, you know, I caught things here and there, you know, his freestyles and stuff like that, but I wasn't super tapped in, you know what I mean? And then watching this, I haven't even watched the Funk Flex freestyle since I seen this thing, but it's kind of made me want to go and check it out. But it made me have the thought, have you discovered a great rapper in death? We've had so many rappers die. You know what I mean? A lot of nowadays, some of them, I don't even know about them until they are dead. But have you discovered a dope rapper after they passed?
For real, Nipsey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had seen his visuals. I had seen his billboard in L.A. You know what I'm saying? I knew his name, but I didn't know none of his music. You know what I'm saying? Right. To a victory lap. You know what I'm saying? Which was going, so you know, it was moving around. And I helped Rob Hardy get a Nipsey track onto All American. And that was my introduction to him. But that was like right before he died. You know what I'm saying? And then he died maybe 3 weeks later. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't start discovering his stuff till after he was gone. in a modern sense, I haven't discovered anything new just lately. I mean, you know, I went and listened to some Mo 3, you know what I'm saying? You know, some King Von when he, you know, and it was more like the curiosity over, oh, I discovered this. I'm like, oh, shit, this is dope. Who this? Oh, shit, that's the dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Nipsey probably was the last real organic, like, let me really dig in and hear what this nigga talking about.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if there was a, and I can't remember the rapper's name, but I came across, I don't know if it was an interview or a record, or interview that led me to a record, and I'm listening to it, I was like, yo, this kid is nice. Mm-hmm. And then I go to see about more, like I put his name in Google, and it was like, yeah, and he had died maybe like 3 years prior. I'm like, damn. I don't know, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? It was sad because it was just like, he had some shit. Now, sadly, I can't even remember who the rapper's name is. I was looking around to see if I wrote it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that we've had that many rappers die. You know what I mean? But, yeah, beyond that, I can't think of anybody off the top of their head. To be honest with you, oftentimes on, at least now, at least in this point, when rappers die, if I wasn't hip to them, I don't really go too deep into their discography. Damn. And it's, it sounds fucked up, but it's just like, I guess because it's depressing. One, you know what I mean? It's depressing, and it's two, it's like, there's nothing else going to come from that. Now, I think after a while, I'll probably start to do it when there's some time that has passed, because it's similar to like all other music. There's a bunch of artists that are passed on that were dead before I even, you know what I mean? Before I was even born, who I may hear something about them and then I'll go, you know, dip into their discography and be like, oh, this shit kind of crazy or whatever, whatever. But there's no real relationship with that person. It's just very much some archival type shit. Mm-hmm. So it's, and I think it's kind of a, I don't say phenomenon that is specific to hip hop, but it's definitely, there's a lot of rappers that have passed that are just like, you know, particularly like in the last couple years, like I said, there'd be so many rappers that the first time I'm hearing about them is when they were just killed or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes, a lot of rappers that are also, you know what I'm saying, very active gang members as well and very active street niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So we seeing a lot more street shit involved in the music than we probably have at any other time in this game. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, before it wasn't, you know, you rapped. And if you did street shit, you did it, but you rapped about your rap shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But once, you know, once the streets started making more labels just basically focused on street shit, then it became more contained in a street way. You know what I mean? So now you're getting street activities inside of your actual entertainment.
Like right.
Real shit.
Yep. And real consequences, real stakes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like, I always like to look at, like, you know, in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew and Luke was first doing their shit. You know, people look at the music or listen to the music and think there's a lot of silly shit going on. You know what I'm saying? When really, it was, they were entertaining the most street, you know what I'm saying, violent motherfuckers out in one of the most violent cities. And you would go into these places and see like, oh shit, I know that nigga. He's known to be a killer. That's a such and such. That's the crew from Overtown. Them niggas right there from Liberty City over there. That's Lynch Mob now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all of these hardened motherfuckers, but inside of these four walls, everybody chilling, having a good time. Old hardened drug dealers over there singing Babyface to the ladies that's with them, drinking blue iced teas and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to see how that stuff calmed the streets down for those moments. And now we just see the music is more the streets than the streets.
yeah, for sure. And they taking the music that used to calm motherfuckers down and turning it into street shit, you know, YNB. You know what I'm saying?
YNB. Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Tell the people about YMB.
YMB is a genre I just discovered recently via Instagram. It's one lady, I forget her name. I'm gonna try to find her name. Well, basically, it's the YNs, you know, they're flipping of R&B hits, you know what I'm saying? Just R&B classics, whether it's, and y'all have heard them. You've probably heard a few of them, and it felt like it was like in jest or novelty, but it feels, it's seeming to be a bit of a thriving genre blossoming, right? So, you right. know, I think one of the first ones I seen was people flipping the Fantasia When I See You. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That became a thing. There's a Tamia record. I forget what it is, but
the one they got the line dance to.
Yeah, with that complicated ass line dance. That's one of the most complicated. I don't do line dances at all, but when I seen that shit just from afar, I was like, that got way too many. That's way too much choreography. But can't what's my man's up. Name? T.T. Johnson, I think he got the joint. First of all, let me find out the lady's name. But there's a cat named, okay, I found out, what's this lady's name? Shy Thug, Thicky Lake. They call her Thicky Lake on Instagram.
Thicky?
And Thicky, like Thicky Thicky Lake. Instead of Ricky. Thicky. Vicky. Thicky. No, Thicky, like Thick.
Thick. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Oh, Thicky. Yeah. I thought you said, Thicky. Yeah. Thicky Lake. Yeah. So I said it was a clip from, I guess, her podcast that she was talking about it. And she was kind of breaking down the joint. But then she talked about this one cat. What's my man's name? Ty Johnson. Now, Ty Johnson got a joint called, what's it, Glock Ready? Man. Y'all just go Google that as Thicky told me to, and I did the same thing. Man, when I heard that shit, I said, man, this shit is, not only is it ingenious, this shit is jamming. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is my favorite so far, I think. I'm not gonna lie to you. But,
it's crazy because you told me about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I did the same thing. I Googled them.
Uh-huh.
Pulled the song up on iTunes, got it all set up in the system before I press play so I could hear it. You know what I'm saying? Then I press play, and my whole mind was just confused because I was not expecting what came out of the speakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What came out of the speakers sounded like some, you know, cookout joy shit. But what he's saying out of his mouth is just... Yeah. Straight up whining shit.
Yeah, it's pain. Yeah, it's pain. Shout out to Maze and them. Nah, T.T. Johnson. That's his name. T.T. Johnson. Glock Ready. Y'all check that out. But it's still time to play it at a barbecue. You know what I mean? But
no,
be safe.
It's going to get played. Somebody going to play that shit.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Barbecue, a repass.
You know what I'm saying? The fans going to come out.
Yeah,
I hit him with them. Hit him with the. You know what I'm saying? With the switch.
Man, listen. Oh shit, dog. But anyway, what else is good with you, man? What else is popping?
Man, I'm recontemplating my life outdoors and shit.
Damn, already?
Nah, I ain't quit. Minute. I ain't
grand
quit.
Grand opening, grand closing.
No. I didn't quit at all. I just got to be more prepared. We went to the fishing shit like I talked about last week. Uh-huh. And, man, I got poison ivy all on my arms, man.
Oh. Yeah, you got initiated. You got initiated.
I don't like this shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm going back. I'm going out there, but I'm going to get, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen people, like, when we did the shit on the boat, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, cats had these long sleeve shirts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's outdoor shirts, but they light and they're breathable, but.
Right.
So the sun won't be, you know, giving you, you know what I'm saying, sunburn and shit like that, and they got hoods on them and shit.
Right.
So I guess, you know, you could protect yourself from the bugs and the shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I ain't paying no attention, but like I said, I had on a regular old basketball outfit out there. I was not prepared. I wasn't ready. And I've learned my lesson.
Damn.
So the motherfucking shit, I ain't even noticed it because it's like on the back of my arms, you know what I'm saying? And so then I felt the bumps when I was washing my arm. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I turned it over and I see these little bumps and shit. You know, first thing you're going to do is go to the Google and shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then when it said it could be poison ivy, I looked up the poison ivy bumps and I'm like, ah, shit, got me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then, but it was cool. It wasn't no trip. You know what I'm saying?
it wasn't
no trip for a minute. Uh-huh. And it came about Saturday, nigga.
It spread or it just got intense?
Nah, it just started itching, nigga.
Yeah, that itch.
It wasn't itching at first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It shit started itching like a motherfucker. I'm like, oh, man. You know, I ain't got much stuff around me right now, but I was like, let me try this alcohol. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Cleaned it up with alcohol. It wasn't no trip, but that shit was still itching. Yeah. I'm like, oh, nigga, I need some calamine lotion, nigga.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That's throwback. That's throwback. Nigga, I had to dig down
to the old ancestral remedies, nigga.
Yeah, calamine lotion.
You know what I'm saying? I tried, you know what I'm saying? They said something about you could use a baking soda paste with, you know what I'm saying? Baking soda. I tried that. That shit ain't real. This shit killing me. So, you know, I had to break the little boycott y'all doing and go to Target.
This is your second time breaking the boycott.
Hey, man, I wasn't participating, okay? All right, you want me to say it, man? All right, man. I wasn't participating, man. I'm proud of y'all because y'all are participating. I don't see y'all in there. But that shit right down the street. And ain't nothing else in between, man. Walmart about 20 minutes away, man.
Okay.
Shit.
I hear that. Damn.
You know, I think they got the point. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think Walmart no better. I don't think Amazon no better.
I said, all right, y'all. Time out, y'all. Hold on. Let me go get some calamine lotion. Hey,
don't be throwing no paint on me like Peter and shit.
Shit, man.
Because I'm going to get me some necessities. I need some calamine lotion.
Dog.
So anyway, okay. I'm sorry. So you run up in there. I know y'all disappointed in me not boycotting.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
I ain't spent much money in that motherfucker no way. They couldn't live off my little dimes.
They turned the pot off. They done turned the pot off. We done lost three listeners.
Calamine lotion was only $5. They, you know what I'm saying? They gonna
was it the up and up?
Nah.
Okay.
Actually, I got the Benadryl joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah, so I got that dipped on out of there, man. Put that shit on. Saturday, I put all that shit on. It worked out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But every few hours, you got to re-up.
Yeah.
But, man, Saturday night, dog. Saturday night, dog. I couldn't sleep, nigga. This shit on me, my nigga. And I'm like, I just jumped out of bed 3 a.m, jumped in the shower, trying to wash this shit down, put some the Benadryl on that motherfucker. That shit would not do a thing, man. I had to go. I ain't even have no reefer to smoke to eat, calm a nerd. I found an edible. Like, you know how long them shits take to kick in.
You waiting for a bus. Nigga,
it was about 2 hours. But by the time it kicked in, boy, I slept like a baby. but luckily, that Sunday probably was the peak. And then when I was looking the shit up, it said that 4 to 7 days is when the peak happened. And that's really when that shit started itching. You know what I'm saying?
Shit like COVID. Yeah.
Then on the 7th day, that shit went crazy. And then after that, it's been kind of just, it's been chill. You know what I'm saying? It looked like it's dying down now.
Okay. So, what's the typical timetable for, like, from beginning to end?
They say 1 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay, damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it seemed like the worst is over. You know what I'm saying? So, the 2 week thing will probably be true here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, nigga, I was rethinking my outdoorsness, man. But I need to get better preparation. You know what I'm saying? I need the tools of the trade. You know what I'm saying?
Get you some art. Yeah, all that shit.
You can't just run outdoors with your damn basketball outfit on, your little asphalt clothes. that shit ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, the itching. The itches. whether it's a mosquito bite or worse, the itch is something, it's your own personal hell. You know what I mean? Because it's nobody else experiencing that except you. I didn't have poison ivy, but I caught at the top of the summer, I caught a little bit of heat rash, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of your arm, like the other side of your elbow where your shit close up right there. Mm. And then on like either side of my neck, like right above your shoulders and shit like that. Man, that shit was killing me. And I thought about Calamine lotion, but I didn't think it was that crazy. So I looked online. They were just like, yo, throw some, like some Vaseline on the shit. Just have some Vaseline. Just slather that shit on you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and it would help for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to, like you said, you got to just reapply and hope and just wait that shit out. Because there's nothing more you can do. Mm-hmm. You just kind of got to thug it out. And it's tough.
They was talking about like an ice compress and shit. Mm-hmm. When that shit was going crazy and the little itching gel wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I jumped 3 a.m. I jumped in the shower, nigga. Yeah. I ain't got no motherfucker. I ice train this motherfucker. So I took out, you know what I'm saying? I got like some cans of San Pellegrino and shit.
Okay.
So I took one of them out and put it in the freezer, nigga.
Let that
shit get frosty, wrapped it up in some paper towels, nigga, put that shit on my arm, my nigga.
Hey, man.
That shit helped too. To the edible kick there, nigga.
That's funny. Some upscale like, MacGyver.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's kind of fly.
It wasn't fly at all.
I mean, it worked. It worked. It sound fly in the recap.
Yeah. Because it was like one spot, like on my elbow. It's like for some reason. The ones on your elbow, they itch harder because they closer to the bone, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Ain't enough meat. Man, that shit was killing me, nigga. I put that San Pellegrino right up under my elbow next to my body. Whew. That shit felt good.
The crazy shit, though, too, is with that itching is you gotta be careful not to scratch it till the shit start to break the skin because now it's a problem.
That's
now you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm riding this motherfucker like a motherfucker with a weave, patting a wig and shit, nigga. I mean, it is patting and smooth funny. Rubbing and, you know what I'm saying? Rubbing my elbow on the side of the chair. Yo, got on a long sleeve shirt trying to just rub the shirt so you can scratch it without scratching it, nigga. That shit was terrible, nigga. I'm like, fuck them outdoors.
Outdoors.
But I'll be right back out there, man. I ain't tripping.
All right, then. That's what's up. Hell it is. Oh, man. Speaking of outdoors, what you think about, well, have you seen the Ralph Lauren Polo Martha's Vineyard collab, the Oak Bluffs collab?
Yeah, it didn't say much of Oak Bluffs to me, you know what I'm saying? Because it looked like the similar style of the original Morehouse collection that they dropped, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see much of a difference or an impact from when they dropped that first collection to this Martha's Vineyard line. I don't know what specifically made it Martha's Vineyard other than them saying it.
What you mean, other than them saying it?
Yeah, they said it's the Martha's Vineyard collection, but I didn't see what about it made it Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about, but it's a full-on thing. Like, it's a full collaboration. It's called the Oak Bluffs Collection, right? Mm-hmm. And they went as far... They shot like a 22-minute video story about the whole history of, you know, the black community out in Martha's Vineyard, or at least the black pilgrimage out in Martha's Vineyard. And it's definitely led by, you know, the Spelman and Morehouse of it, or which kind of, you know, that activates the hater in me. You know what I mean? Just off rip. But you know, shout out to the cat James Jeter, right, who is he's the creative director over at Polo or Polo Men's, and he went to Morehouse, so obviously he gonna throw love to his school. And you know, I've made the case of there's more than just those couple last HBCUs that they always profile. But if that's your alma mater and you got the helm, throw it through, you know what I mean? Do the shit. But beyond that, because I like, that's whatever. I don't even look at that. That's whatever. Uh-huh. They got some pieces where it's like, you know, it's typical Polo, but they got some cool pieces where it's like Oak Bluffs, right, Massachusetts, Martha's Vineyard. They got the one jacket that got the like the little map on the back. That's kind of,
right,
you know, I guess signature Ralph Lauren,
right,
where they do like the embroidered map on the back. I thought that was fly, just on some me being having the hype beast urge of reselling, uh-huh, and knowing how that's going to resonate. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that shit going, that's probably going to flip. Maybe. Right. But.
No, see it. Go ahead. I'm looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, it is Morehouse and Spelman gear. They do have, you know what I'm saying, two pieces that say Oak Bluffs. You know what I'm saying? Then you got, you know, the pattern that has like the Oak Bluff stamps on and then some old pictures. And you got like a patchwork quilt shirt that's probably like, you know what I'm saying, a quilt that was based in one of the old homes of Oak Bluffs on the ancestral heritage of the blacks, you know what I'm saying? You got a nice quilt jacket here, that's dope. But in their initial- You got the
souvenir jacket, the Oak Bluff souvenir jacket, you see that?
No, I don't know what that one is.
Okay.
Oh, I don't see that one. But
that's probably like the centerpiece. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. But like I said, when I saw the ad for it, nothing about it said specifically, oh shit, that's some Oak Bluff shit. You know what I'm saying? It looked like more of the same of what they did with the Morehouse collection the first time. But now that I do see some specific Oak Bluff stuff, they dropped it right in time for Black Illuminati Week on Oak Bluffs. In that community has always, you know what I'm saying, screamed for its own collection, right? You know what I'm saying? That community always was a very untold story that was very told, you know what I mean? If you were in the right segments. But if you wasn't, like me, I wasn't in the Northeast and I wasn't in a well-to-do background or a summering background, or we got a space in Martha's Vineyard during the summer. I didn't even know summering existed until I moved to New York. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't an endemic community to me. But once I found out about it, I felt like everybody should know about it. Like, damn, everybody should know about this shit. This shit is, you know what I'm saying? This is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Oak Bluffs, Sag Harbors, all the spots. Even what they did with Idlewild, they didn't really do it the justice that it should have had. You know what I mean? Like, Idlewild was a dope-ass space. There was some spaces in California that was dope. You know what I'm saying? American Beach down there in fucking Jacksonville. You know, types of things. Goddamn, I don't know why I'm cussing. But Hilton Head and... you know, Tybee Island and all that kind of stuff, South Carolina beaches and shit. But Martha's Vineyard being the, you know, coup de grace of them all, whatever, you know what I'm saying, the big spot, the Black Illuminati spot, the story deserves to be told. And, you know, I applaud them for putting it out there and taking the chance on my man to actually do it. And then once it's out there in the zeitgeist, though, you know what I'm saying, more stories probably will pop up, more stories will exist from it. I just don't always agree with the fact that it just should have been Spelman and Morehouse, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
That's the, yeah, nah, say, no, that's the trust ratio. Me.
I've not saying that any other colleges should be involved, but I think more of the collection should have been more of the Oak Bluffs side.
Right. Right, right. I agree with that. I agree. That's probably like one of my biggest, like I said, that's the shit that low key off putting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then that's the hateration. Because right. to your point, it's like, this shit look like the last shit, right? Right. But when what I saw, it had the like a lot of the collection. So mm-hmm. it was in there, but it was like, oh, okay, this is different. Before I chalked it up to more of the same, right? Mm-hmm. But I dug it. And the thing is, similar to you, I've never gone, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up in that type of background or whatever. But as I've gotten older, I got friends of mine similarly that did not grow up in that type of background that have gone out there. Mm-hmm. You know, for like summer after summer, like multiple summers now. Mm-hmm. And they always like, yo, this shit fine. You need to come. Like, it ain't what you think type. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the, like kind of like a Sherpa type. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm curious about it. But that what I appreciated is I was just like, I appreciate how, I guess, hyper local this was. Like how mm-hmm. they, you know, obviously it's still capitalism and there's merchandise and whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it does fit the aesthetic of what Ralph Lauren does anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I've got friends, like I said, I got friends that go out there. Mm-hmm. So I tapped in with them just to see what their take was on. And then I also have a friend of mine that works at Ralph Lauren. And I kind of wanted to see what their take was on. Because there's also the part of me where you could kind of, the cynical side, like, mm-hmm. is it exploitation? Is it some interloper shenanigans? But from what I see and from what I've seen so far that's been presented in the assets, and I haven't watched the entire video, mm-hmm. but the people at the table and from the words that I've been getting from within, mm-hmm. this is a very vocal contingent within the company. So mm-hmm. it's very much more amplification versus exploitation. You know right. what I mean? And like, it's cool. I'm not mad at
it. No, I could dig know? It. And I do recognize they letting my man cook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They not only letting him cook, but they letting him do the press with it too. You know what I'm saying? He right. got to get out there. Like, you never really get to see the designers get to do they talking. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, you know, niggas be in the cut doing their designs and shit, and you don't hear from Bobby Joseph or Dowie or, you know, Maxwell, none mm-hmm, of them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just did this stuff, everybody rocking, and they disappear into the ether. But right. they are letting them cook. You know what I'm saying? Even mm-hmm. in the era of Kill DEI, they letting them cook. You know what I'm saying? And they letting the collection cook. So, it's what people have been talking about for a long time. Ralph Lauren owe a lot to the black community. You need to do some shit. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, you know, it is a, it's yeah. a, it's a you know, it, you can't hate on it, even though you know what I'm saying? Morehouse and Spelman, right.
Right.
You know what you
mean?
Mean? It's like, ah. Morehouse. Yeah,
so it's like, yeah, to that point, it's just like a whole lot of shit that I wouldn't wear. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I like it from afar. Like, I wouldn't wear none of the Morehouse shit because I just didn't go to Morehouse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And obviously, same for Spelman. But the thing about the Oak Bluff shit is I wouldn't want to throw it on until I've actually been there. You know right. what I mean? I feel like this is stolen valor. This is for the people that have been out there. Because some of that shit look kind of, I mean, it's the aesthetic. It's just whatever. And a lot of it is,
and I don't want to. You're not going to ride that shit like that, no way.
Huh?
You ain't gonna rock that shit like that.
Nah, I'm not gonna rock it like that. Not that styling. But there's a, maybe, like I said, the souvenir jacket is probably the coolest thing, and I think one because
what's the souvenir jacket look like?
It looks like it's like I said, it's signature shit that Ralph Lauren does. If you go to like, if you just put in Ralph Lauren Oak Bluffs. Like, they got a dedicated
link. I'm on the page. I'm looking at Oh, I see it right here. As soon as I'm saying this shit, it popped up.
Yeah.
Like a starter with like some embroidery on the back.
Yeah. Which is their go-to thing. Like they've done, I might even have one of their jackets with that type of design element.
I could dig it, man. It's hot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And niggas ain't gonna, like, I'll rock, I definitely get one of these crew necks, you know what I'm saying, with oak bluffs on it.
It's fly. I just haven't been yet. I don't want nobody being like, so what you think about Smitty's? Have you been to Smitty's after nine? Nah, nigga, I don't even know what you're talking about.
But that's like, okay. Niggas, remember when we was in college, when the starter shit was out, I had motherfucking Notre Dame jacket and hat, matching set with the matching sneakers and shit. I ain't never even stepped foot in a Notre Dame or even... Yeah, I ain't shit about Notre Dame.
Just like the colors.
I like the colors, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And this
Oakland
shit
Raiders.
Fire.
Oakland Raiders jacket. I ain't been to California yet.
Niggas come up to you about tough loss last night. What?
Man,
what you talking about?
Like, you a Notre Dame fan? No, I'm a UM fan. Why you wearing Notre Dame?
The colors,
man.
The colors. This shit match what I got on.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Jack?
What's funny though, and I mean, it's just a slight, that's not even hate, just this optics wise, it's kind of odd. This whole Oak Bluffs collection, I'm looking at some of the, you know, the models, and it's just white folks with the Oak Bluffs shit on.
Oh, nah, I don't see no white people.
Oh, yeah, I do. I don't see them in like none of the Morehouse shit or the Spelman shit, but like the Oak Bluffs jackets, it's white women.
Oh, it's a white boy in a shirt. I guess they had to spread it around.
Yeah, I guess they got it because they want to sell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had to spread it around, I guess. Man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so they put all the white people in the Morehouse stuff.
Right, that makes sense.
And the lesser Oak Bluff stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they got him in the Peace and Love jacket.
Yeah. You know, and in the Patchwork jacket.
Yeah, but then they got the black girls in the patchwork jacket on the girls.
Oh, I see a white woman in the patchwork jacket.
Oh, damn. Man, they got spread around. Hey, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That shit is sold out on every side.
That shit sold the fuck out, man.
Yeah, that shit flew.
That shit is going to hit the resale list.
Oh, it's going to be on Grailed. Heavy.
You know what I'm saying? But some shit you just miss. I missed this one. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been to Oak Bluffs yet. Shit. Yeah. We'll be there, y'all. I ain't even counting this shit out, but we'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. No. What's, you know what? I had a question about that spinning off of that. Do you have, I don't want to call it a vision board, do you have a vacation list of places you want to go?
Man,
like,
that's so
dedicated
crazy.
List.
That's so crazy because once I left Revolt, right? And I went straight to Miami. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it. When I was in a conversation down there, and they asked me, you know what I'm saying? When the last place you been to on vacation? And I ain't been nowhere on vacation, my nigga. I mean, I've been to, you know, parents' house in Florida, you know what I'm saying? In-laws and this place. There have been some places, but everywhere I went was always because of something, not because I just wanted to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was working. Right. It was a funeral. It was, you know what I'm saying, some event that I'm attending or putting on. And it made me, you know, I ain't going to say it made me feel sad, but I felt sad. Because I've spent a lifetime head down just getting to it, you know what I'm saying? I've been a lot of places, but I've been a lot of places because of things. Now, I did make sure to enjoy the places while I was there, you know what I'm saying? I was cognizant enough to try to enjoy some of that shit and learn and meet people. And I know people in all these places, but I never went nowhere just because, like, fuck. It's vacation. We're going to go to, you know what I'm saying, Bali this year. You know what I'm saying? I've never done it. And that's probably a life, at this point, a life mistake. But I could fix it. You know what I'm saying? If I still got time, I could fix it. But up until this point, I hadn't even thought about life in that manner, which is pretty sad to me now. You know what I'm saying? Because
so you ain't got no list
of places I want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to South Africa. I want to go to Nigeria, Ghana. I want to go to Zanzibar because people say it's pretty dope. I want to, it's a lot of shit I want to do, explore. You know what I'm saying? I want to hit the Martha's Vineyard. So I want to, you know what I'm saying, see what that life is about. You know what I'm saying? You want to do, what's Martha's Vineyard? I mean, it's a lot of things that I haven't done that I would like to get to. And it probably more in a way of experiencing the culture than it is I want to just see the place. You know what I'm saying? So that's with that list that I named, that was more about that. More about I want to see what it's about, what the people about, what it feel like. You know what I'm saying? How people moving. You know what I'm saying? Who is this? Who is that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I want to do that before I get too old and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to be hobbling down the road trying to get somewhere.
I can take it. I hear that.
Hey, pass me more Walker.
Excuse me, son. Could you get my bag out there over? Yeah, out the.
So, I want to try to start doing that this coming year, 25, 26. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Probably hit. Like I said, with the Lex, a lot of that is gonna be local. Just let's hit it, you know what I mean? Hit the road and see some shit. You know what I mean? So I got to get over this goddamn fucking poison ivy experience and get my mind back.
Shit got in the house. Looking shook. Through the screen door. Oh shit.
Why y'all out there? Come on, get out that damn sun. What y'all doing? Watch out for that poison ivy.
Oh shit.
Hell nah. Where you gonna go, man? You asking all these questions.
First of all, I'm just looking at this Oak Bluffs Oak Brook jacket. That shit kinda hard too. The reason I asked you that is because I started a legit list, right? I only got one, right now, I only got one location. There's a bunch of places that I could rattle off just off the top of the head, but I'm about to put a list together because I just kind of started using Google Image, you know, reverse image lookup, you know what I mean? For a while, I ain't really trust it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know what I was giving Google. But I had this screenshot. This must have been from the Tumblr era, right? When Tumblr was really rocking. I got this on my lock screen for years, at least damn near maybe a decade, but at least 5 years probably. My lock screen has always been this this little kind of, it looked kind of rustic, this little photo of a beach, just some water and some rocks. And my niece one day was like, what beach is that? And I couldn't tell her. I didn't know where it was. I was like, I don't know where it is. I just like how that shit looked. It reminded me of, you ever seen Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise?
Mm-mm.
Well, in Collateral, Jamie Foxx, he was like a cab driver. Tom Cruise, he's in the cab. I guess he picked him up. And then Jamie Foxx had under his visor, he had like a little postcard of a place that he wanted to go. I forget where it was, but he just had it. You know, he's a cab driver, so he's trying to get his money together. But he always had like, I guess that was like his little vision board. Like, you know what I mean? Flipped down the little visor. And he always had this postcard, and they had spoken about it. He was like, yeah, I want to go there, da-da-da-da-da. I haven't seen it in forever. I'm not even sure if he ever made it there. But my niece saying, yo, where's that at? And the fact that I could not remember where it was, I put this shit in the reverse Google image lookup just yesterday. And I realized the spot is called what's this shit? Provotas Milos, which is out in Greece. Mm-hmm. But it was just the beach. I just want to go there just off the strength of I want to see that shit in person. Mm-hmm. A lot of my, not a lot, but it's happened before where that's all it takes for me to plan a trip. Like that'll be the thrust of going there. Like I had, I guess I had photos or I came across a bunch of photos of just the redwoods. You know what I'm saying? I just always like how the redwoods look. Them shits look crazy and it just be a bunch of them shits. And I was like, yo, I want to see that shit in real life. So I booked a trip. I went out to, you know, whatever, Accarta and all of that area, that whole Emerald Triangle area, just to see the shit in real life. And you like, it just feels good to like, it feels like, okay, you tick the box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that, and that's honestly, everything else is gravy. But just to see what I saw in real life, that's the whole trip made. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. If I eat something good, that's fly. You know what I mean? If there's a you know, get a cool little souvenir shirt or whatever, I come, you know what I mean? I discover some new music or something. All of that is gravy. But just being there to be like, oh, that's that. Wow. Crazy.
Yo, you know, Delta be having themselves and shit. They have one right now.
Oh, shit. Hold on now.
Come up on something. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Oh, I do that too, though. That's another thing I do too. Like, I'll be pricing these little trips just for, like, and I, just to make it more real, more practical and say, oh, all right. Because sometimes I think if you're not careful, I speak for myself, I'm not careful, you could kind of cast it off as, not that it's unattainable, but that's some expensive shit. Or that shit probably got a cost. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And more often than not, man, you know, that shit is, you can get there.
Yeah, the people who do it, you know what I'm saying? They do it. You know what I'm saying? They get that email about the sale. They see that shit. That shit be about 3-4 months out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Mm-hmm. November 12th, I'm going to go to motherfucking Greece. And you know what I'm saying? The ticket was $250. And you be like, then by the time you hear about it and think about it, Greece is 3 weeks away, the ticket $3,000.
Right.
And then it becomes not a thing no more. You know?
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta be intentional.
For sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. Nah, that's real talk. That is real talk. Yeah, man. I'm gonna look at that Delta situation, see what's what. But speaking of travel, I think it's that time. I think it's time for us to, you know what I mean, load up the Benzes. And you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, time, man.
Take a trip.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. We in D, we in Saint, we in Lou, we in the A, we everywhere. We do a little bit of Mexico. We moving around. Yeah. Where you started off, kick it off.
Yeah, there was a little brief. There was a little brief in Mexico this time, but it, you know, just they need to leave something for the rest of the season. So in Mexico, you know what I'm saying, we already know T let the kid go and shit. And it starts up, we start to see that the Federales are actually on their way. So T fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So now Meech really ain't fucking with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so disgusted with that.
Like, nigga. That's why Loco whooped your ass.
Yeah, come on. Damn. Now. You my brother or my hater? Damn, nigga. That's crazy.
He went straight for it, nigga. That's why Loco whooped your ass.
So, that's why I let it happen. Yeah.
So these niggas mounting up for war with 3 niggas and some guns. Plus, I don't know how many Federales was coming down the driveway. It was at least 3-4 cars, and I know they went one deep. Mm-hmm. So these niggas gonna have to get to shooting, because obviously they all make it out alive to finish this story. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. Then shit, we get back to America. You know, Brian is on his Brian shit, staking out the motherfucking what he believes to be the stash house. You know what I'm saying? Eating his chips. He ain't got nothing else to do. Ain't got no girlfriend. His whole life is motherfucking Meech. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me get this shit. I get a goddamn, what's my name? Man name from Power.
Oh, Saxon.
Saxy old Saxon, yeah. Angela, and y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Al Pacino from Heat. Mm-hmm. He's just
stakeout.
No life. You know what I'm saying? So he staked it out, but you know, he was going with his gut. Went back to his homies at the APD. Like, hey man, can y'all get a warrant? I don't know who he's saying is his people wouldn't give him a warrant. Like, who the fuck he supposed to be working for?
Anyway, oh, yeah, I don't know either.
That nigga just be lying.
Yeah, he got his own jurisdiction.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So they go in, they grab, they kick in with man grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? They end up watching Martin and shit, a good old wholesome black moment.
What kind of weave she got on this week? Yeah, it was one.
Get your ass on the ground, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they took it, swooped his ass to jail. And he right over, he ain't even make it out the scene before he was snitching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you know, Bryant gonna leverage your family members. Mm-hmm. He gonna throw Granny. Granny is in the hole right now.
Right.
She in solitaire. They gonna get her beat up. So just to come and pay a visit with her jaw broke. Right. Hey, you want your grandmother to get beat up again, or you gonna give me Meech?
Nigga, yeah, that nigga went to singing so goddamn fast. Well, at least that's what we cat? Think. I thought that was his new right hand man after my man got pinched. After Duff went to jail. Yeah.
Okay.
Once Duff was gonna retire, he brought in, he had my man holding it down. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
For a hot second, I thought when he said, yo, give me a piece of paper, I thought he was gonna write, fuck you. Meech is my family. Right. You know what I mean? Because everybody been holding strong for Meech, but you know, and
possibly could be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But who knows? You know what I'm saying? You know they letting that linger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We come back. T is stressed in the goddamn diner. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure he's stressed about, you know, not getting no work. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I guess feeding his team. You know, Meech ain't communicating with him like that. You know what I mean? He feeling the way. So he let the homie know, shit, man, I'm gonna go to the A and get on this motherfucking gambling game. So T the gambler, you know what I'm saying? So he going down there to take Markeisha with him. Markeisha motherfucking ass who has slipped back into play, you know what I'm saying, on her slick shit, you know what I'm saying, working his goddamn need for validation.
Yeah, she know how to GT. She know how to GM. Yeah. She know exactly what to say. That nigga be...
Yeah, he be right back in pocket. He tried to play it off. She bust up in there all unannounced and shit. LaWanda up in that motherfucker. You know, she's like, you know, she come in. Then LaWanda throw the little slick darts at her. Yeah, he here. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving. You could talk to him. I'm leaving anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she letting that shit sizzle on Markeisha's chest. So Markeisha wasn't too much kind of that, so she hemmed T up, opened up a little bosom a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like some makeup sex. T fell right for that shit. He was like, okay. Okay. So he done drug her down to Atlanta. Now, he got, I don't know what the fuck this nigga playing. Well, yeah, we gonna go down there. Meech ain't there, no way. We gonna stay in his house. We gonna fuck all over his house. Nigga, what kind of plan was that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he, like I told you, she be getting that nigga goofy still. He go back to a high school kid. He had
is about 19, I guess, 20. I don't know, little young nigga.
But then the other thing that was slick that Markeisha did that was kind of smooth how she played it. She basically, I don't know if it's a false equivalency, but she basically said, look, you know how LaWanda is your baby mom's? Mm. Boom is my husband, but I only love you. That nigga fucked her up. Because she was like, how you love me, but that's your baby mother? Yeah, that's what's going on with me. And Boom, Boom ain't nothing. He's my husband, but I don't fuck with him like that. It's about you. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, oh,
she had him in the clouds, man.
Oh man, you right.
He took it on Don Jose to get that makeup sex. He was gonna make up for lost time.
All over this nigga Meech counters uninvited. That's the
uninvited
worst.
Uninvited to the motherfucker.
No, fuck on my countertops. And yeah, I ain't even.
He
ain't even
talking
about
he was on the way to the master bedroom, nigga. Nigga, yeah, what kind of shit now. You on, nigga?
You wilding out. But see that makes me understand some of Meech's frustration. You know what I mean? That's some old brother dumb shit.
T is out here fucking up, man. So he out there gambling. You know what I'm saying? He on the losing streak.
Uh-huh.
He on the losing streak. He got, you know what I'm saying, the football nigga talking shit to him. He got mad, had to go, you know what I'm saying, press pause for a minute while the motherfucking football nigga chick is booing up Markeisha trying to get her lined up for the freak off. Mm-hmm. So T come back, he hit it, you know what I'm saying? He got a little win. And then, you know, the football nigga, he sensed this nigga's on a hot streak. I'm out of here. Took all the money with him. T ain't take too kind of that. He ain't like that. Where you going with my money, nigga? Well, obviously you lost it. It ain't your money no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of his money now. But Markeisha came.
No, I thought he won that. I thought Tia won that role, and he took the chips. Like
he
took his
money. He pulled the chips that was on the board. He took the chips that was in his hand that he had won off of T earlier.
Okay.
T got that one win off the board.
Right, he couldn't win his shit back. Okay,
he couldn't get nothing back though, because my man left.
Got it.
So, but Markeisha, you know, she running her reconnaissance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She got the address to the freak off.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, yeah, her waist is thin, but you know what I'm saying? Her mouth is big. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 boom. You know, so she playing her part of slickness. And
gave him the show in the bubble bath.
Yeah, you know. So I forgot they was at Meech House.
I forgot that. The bubble bath shit was at Meech House too. Yeah. I forgot that part. That felt like a hotel. Oh yeah, I guess so. Man, they were wilding out.
They were wild
uninvited ass niggas. And then you got your pregnant sister, fucking.
Oh man, come on.
Fucking trafficking money down. Yeah, man. She was slick.
Yeah, Nicole got game. But my nigga, you are using all of the wrong ass cues. You bringing Meech into some shit he ain't in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was playing her because he know that she'll do it for Meech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Name the kid Meech.
That yeah. shit kinda kill him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shit kinda kill him, you know. So you know, he went into that, got her down there. She played it slick, you know what I'm saying? Faint, pregnant woman, you know what I'm saying? Got in the wheelchair and rolled out. But these niggas finished fucking. Loco pops. I don't know if Loco was in the house or how the fuck he got in. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Loco like the next door neighbor in the sitcom. Yeah, this nigga making tea for Nicole.
Brother man from
shit.
The fifth floor.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Then he in there, he's like, what you doing here? Waiting for Dimitri. Dimitri walks in like he was already in there. They ain't hear no door, ain't hear no keys. Nigga just walked in, you know what I'm saying? It's like a Broadway play and shit. Nigga just walked in from stage right.
Right. The nigga house is an open house. Right. So maybe ain't no door in that bitch. That's man. How everybody get up in there.
You know, old drug dealer, nigga. It got to be steel doors in that motherfucker. Dead boats. But shit, so T there, nigga, what you doing in my house uninvited? They go through that, you know what I'm saying? Then Markeisha has the nerve to try to throw her two cents in. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that she can't, but in this scenario, you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you should probably just be quiet. You know what I mean? Let's leave T. Let's get out of here. This is not how family should treat you.
Yeah, she getting a little desperate. She pressing the line, even showing up at the baby shower. You know what I mean?
Man.
It's like, come on now.
Showed up at the baby shower uninvited.
Yeah.
She think it's back in the day. But she had her plan. She definitely was showing him that she's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she's in his corner with the finger quotes. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what she on, but hey, if he like her, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, So now we back in St. Louis. St. Louis, we got problems. You know what I'm saying? We got the Moors beefing with Jay Push. Jay Push beefing with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on edge. You know what I'm saying? They done shot the leader of the Moors, killed him. You know what I'm saying? So now Dimitri is trying to make peace with old Slugger. Slugger sister is one of the Moors, so that's her plug. You know what I'm saying? And so they went in to try to make peace. He ain't with that shit, man. Until Jay Push is dead, we ain't got nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, old Slugger hatch up a plan. Yeah, I'm going to lure him into a meeting, and I'm going to kill him.
Well, the one of the Moors shot her sister, remember, at the food pantry. Jay Push shot the sister when they was offloading the food pantry. They thought it was a drug joint.
Right.
And that nigga just shot her, and that's what took her over the top. Talk about, man, theoretically. They always underestimate a woman.
Yeah, theoretically.
Yeah.
Till she got her motherfucking ass in there and nutted up, as they would say back in the day.
Yeah, I knew it. As soon as she said she was going to do that, I wrote in my notes, sweetie dying or nah? You know what I mean? Because I was just like, I can't see her carry the shit out.
Man, I knew from when she pulled that shit out and she started talking, I'm like, oh, shit.
She talking too much.
This TV shit. Ain't shit finna happen.
Down.
Niggas who came to kill, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As Stringer Bell said when they killed him, squeeze that shit, motherfucker.
Let's get it done, man.
Because
if I'm at the point to kill you, we done had enough conversation.
Right.
You know what you're being killed for more often than not.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't need that little mama.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she ain't get it done. Then she thought it was finna be a little tender makeup moment. He slapped the shit out of her. Put the pistol to her head.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed her up. Then Meech busts in. And you know what I'm saying? Then I kill her, kill you, and walk out of here with a smile on my face, nigga. Jay Push wasn't playing with these niggas, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But his brother, his little fed up brother, shot him in the back of the head, which should have been a motherfucking cautionary tale to Meech.
Yes, that's what I thought. I was wondering if that shit spooked Meech. Brother killing brother. You know what I mean?
Like, man, let me go make shit right with my brother.
Right. I feel like it was a tie between you and Loco, to be honest with you, nigga. I think, you know, had I not broke it up, I think you'd have really stomped that nigga out.
You know, right, you know what I mean?
For the record. Yeah.
But instead, Meech goes into, I fix shit in St. Louis, nigga. Don't worry about what the fuck we doing over here in front of Loco, in front of Nikki. You know what I'm saying?
In front of Markeisha.
Like, T just got punked out. He just making all the wrong moves, man. Went to take the money back from the football nigga. Done broke in the nigga house, put guns on him, threatened him to shoot him in the leg, ruin his career, put the motherfucker bench press on his chest. Nigga, the actor was pretty good, though. You know what I'm saying? He handled that shit pretty good as an actor. It didn't look like he was stressing out, but he was definitely stressing out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, I can't breathe, nigga. But he was, they had that nigga looking strong as shit, though. He was still holding that shit up off of him.
Yeah, he was good. He was cool.
So, go ahead.
What else? Go ahead.
I mean, it was a baby shot, but you could take it. Go ahead.
I got some notes and shit. I just noticed Pusha Love pissing on dudes. That's some real hard trash. And nigga was about to piss on another nigga.
He wanted to pull his dick out on another nigga. What kind of shit is you on, man?
What is going on here? Yeah, that was weird. That's some weird old shit. Nicole deferred the scholarship, you know. I'm still curious. I think, like I said last week or the week before last, timetable seems about right that it is Breeze's son or baby, but you never know. Whatever. Charles, there was a point where Charles couldn't say shit in his house. Charles couldn't say shit in his house at the beginning. You know what I mean? They was pressing Lucille at the church people, I guess the board. Yeah. It's like, yeah,
about her ties, nigga. You ain't giving enough money, motherfucker. You ain't paying me enough money.
Well, maybe the Lord done gave you more than you can handle. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh no, y'all ain't finna fire me, Jack. What the fuck?
Not at all. Jay Push's accent is hilarious too.
Oh man, we ain't even gonna get on that. So, I don't want to complain.
It's over the top. What else? I'm just going through some of these notes. We'll keep going, but Purdy out here jonesing.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Purdy a whole crackhead right now.
Yeah, I don't,
not crack yet, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. She done OD'd. You know the shooting done got to her and shit.
Right.
Lucille done took her black ass down to that goddamn welfare office.
Yeah, with her fly shit on that cleavage.
Her cousin was like, "You got on there and talk to the mayor and flirt."
Is that the cousin, Estelle?
Yeah, she, because she said, well, I didn't know that until this week. She said cuz, and that's not a normal thing for church ladies to be saying to each other.
Right, they ain't banging. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, that must be a cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, cool. Make sure. That would be crazy.
And cuz was like, when the last time you bust a nut?
Right.
You need a magic wand, Jack.
Right. She delivered on that shit.
I don't know how Lucille got gifts at the baby shower, because she got the magic wand and stole the money.
The pastor stealing from her child.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. She's like, there's some food in here, motherfucker. Right. Shit.
Hey, you saw the trailer.
I saw the trailer this time. I just got it mixed up with it being in this particular scene.
Okay. Yeah. She get confronted. And that, you know what? I don't know if you ever had this, but I definitely had that going up. When my grandmother might give me some birthday money. And that shit get housed. My mom's got that, talking about, you eat, don't you? Shit, I guess it's done. Man, let me hold that for you.
I ain't have too much of that, but you know what I'm saying? My grandma knew we had some, she will get a few dollars to buy some cigarettes. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that shit ain't never coming back, Jack.
No. The petty cash.
Yeah.
Your shit is petty cash, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm going to give it back to you. You be thinking, you ain't even got no job.
And you better not fix your lips to ask for it back either, nigga. You know what I mean?
And if you do, I'm going to give it to you when I hit my number. Right. Like, nigga, that ain't guaranteed.
Yeah.
You been playing that same number for 7 years. I ain't seen you hit once.
That shit don't hit. And if it do, hit in secret. Niggas hit the number on the low. You just don't know. They in a good mood all of a sudden, but you don't know why.
Yeah, right. Nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Came out straight, not even box.
Lucille went to the room and checked out that vibrator though. Mm-hmm. All nervous, hearing the noises. Oh shit, somebody coming. She got it together, plugged it on in. I guess that was before the wireless.
Wireless.
You got a full 120 volts, Jack.
Get you a surge protector.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nah, Lucille, shit. I'm about to get this stress off my chest. What else happened on this motherfucker?
We had pro-choice Meech. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. But before we even get to the pro-choice, when the girl let him know she was pregnant, but she wanted to stay in the game, she was like, I didn't want you to judge me, you know, because of your Christian beliefs. I'm like, who? Right. What? Who?
Right.
Martin Luther Meech? Man, get the fuck out of here. This nigga here.
Right. the fucking... The drug, all of this drug shit, all this gunplay, none of this shit has tipped you off to the fact that, come on, damn.
I can see if you were talking to T, even though he ain't got much to say, but he more about the God than anybody.
Yeah.
Meech ain't tripping on that shit. I thought you was going to judge me because of your Christian vice. Is that what we trying to sell in this movie here?
Now, is this the same girl from way back in the day? She was the connect when they first got to Atlanta.
She was the girl from Detroit that was already in the A.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That she came up to him like, "Oh, Meech."
Yeah,
and then he was
you know,
okay.
I feel like they got a new actor.
Yeah,
I be getting them confused. Because I thought, well, at first, my first watch, I thought that was the girl. He was the makeup artist chick.
Yeah, nah. She gone. I don't know what happened to her.
Which was saying she was saying she was pregnant.
Right.
So I thought, you know what I'm saying, Meech had a little Meech on the way. But that
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. She wasn't in this episode.
But he did.
Play.
But he did say to his little sister who announced to the world she was going to name the baby Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody's chagrin, every male's chagrin, you know what I'm saying? He did come to her and was like, you know what, man? If I have a son, I want to name him Demetrius. So if you could name him something else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He playing peacemaker. He know that he know T taking that shit to heart.
He know he'd
go to child around that motherfucker.
Yeah, he don't need to flirt. He don't need to flaunt it. I think that was that, and I think it was a little bit of IP. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on now. Listen, I got to run that.
I'm Big Meech. I need Lil Meech.
right. You know what I'm saying? Charles finally got a win. When they play that little Jump for Joy record, boy.
Oh,
that shit
man.
Turned the party upside down.
That's Charles.
Yeah, man. That was the vibe. He turned that shit. He said, you know, I wrote on this.
That nigga pulled out a cassette.
Yeah, man.
That's what you're going to get for your baby shower. You're going to get this cassette, Jack.
That was like the old Hey Love commercial.
Right.
Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, I got a new record, in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Wow. You better get your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody got to jigging. Everybody was getting to it. It was a vibe.
Yeah, so he got a win, and then, you know, T offered him a job at BMF, well, not BMF Records, but what they call it? Off the Porch
Records? What is this shit called? Stomping Grounds?
Stomping Ground Records, yeah.
Yeah, Stomping Ground Records.
So T told him he could come work at the thing, but he ain't talk about that with Meech, doing the studio at Meech House.
No, moving around.
He done moved Pops in the house without telling nobody.
It was a, you know, speaking of that, to that scene, it was a funny moment, which I don't know if it was an artistic thing or just like a subtle thing, but I enjoyed it. So, you know, T's cutting his hair, right? Giving him a little cut, bringing him back to life. You know what I'm saying? Getting that depression up off of him. And he says, you know, he offered him the job. He says, you know, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, listen, for what it's worth, I want you to know that, you know, me and Meech, you know, this whole record label's inspired by you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, I love you, Pops. And then he walk away. And then Pops look in the mirror at himself and he say, I love you too. You know what I mean? I know he talking to his son, but I think it was that moment where it's like he gotta remind himself that he loves himself, like he's worthy of, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm digging too deep into it, but it was just a moment where the nigga looked in the mirror and was like, I love you too.
I don't know if that was the script, but you talking about real life, nigga.
Nigga, sometimes you gotta have a medicine cabinet mirror. You gotta talk to the mirror.
You gotta talk to the mirror, Jack, cause boy, life will beat you up.
Yeah, some mirror modulation.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know how that's going to work out because T ain't run that past nobody. Much as he say, run it past him. He ain't run that shit past Meech.
Right. Oh, so, man.
We'll see. I hope it don't be another good times moment for Charles.
I hope not. He can't endure too much more of that.
Lucille, you got to get Lucille a boyfriend. Charles need a job. Nigga, we got to get life back on track.
Shit, Lucille got a boyfriend now. You know what I'm saying? Battery operated boy. Yeah, old Bob. Bob on the set. You know what I'm saying?
She needs somebody to come from fix that drywall up in the house, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Purdy on the loose. You know what I'm saying? She done just had the OD, went to rehab, slipped up out of rehab. See what's going on with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purdy is like a, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's going to work with Purdy, obviously.
I feel like they stretching it. It's got to pay off a little bit more.
I don't know if it's going to pay off, man. Not in no music way.
Right. Yeah, we're going to see.
And like it's going to lead to more. Everything in this motherfucking show is leading to war. You know what I'm saying? Purdy old dude, Trail is probably going to be mad. He out there. Well, he tried to kill her anyway, so this shit ain't.
Yeah.
this shit is war. You know?
I'm feeling like they handled that, but you never know. You never know.
Cause what they did, put the gun in his face?
Put the gun in his face.
And walked off.
And then Yeah.
That nigga ain't gonna never forget that shit, nigga.
That's true. They ain't kill him.
Marquisha's husband ain't gonna forget that shit either.
Marquisha's husband, boom, and then there's another person.
Football nigga ain't gonna forget that shit either.
The football
Bryant,
nigga,
I already know we ain't gonna forget that shit.
Yeah, who else was they just talking about? Such and such. Yeah, they gonna be,
You still got Lamar. He ain't forgot about that shit.
Oh, right. We got Lamar. they got a long list of motherfuckers. Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of crazy.
It's tough, nigga. It's a lot of motherfucking enemy setups around here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen no friends setups. I guess Loco was the last buddy-buddy relationship. Right. But it was cool, man. I felt like this episode was a little all over the place. I mean, a lot of moving parts, but it didn't seem like they matched together too well. The story moved on, and we will move on. But it just seemed like it was a little disjointed, just a little bit. But again, okay, if you take scene by scene separately, you know what I'm saying, it's still a good story arc, still, you know what I'm saying, entertaining. So I'm not gonna talk bad about it. It just felt like it was a lot of things going in different directions.
Mm.
And then much like Power, a lot of unsettled, you know what I'm saying, topics to be settled by the next two or three episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. It felt all over the place to me. I guess it just felt like just another episode. It wasn't the most eventful. Besides, Charles's record, turning that baby shower upside down. That was probably the biggest win. And Lucille, you know, sexing her way into some stamps. Not sexing, but, you know what I mean?
Seducing her way.
Seducing.
Mildly.
You know what I mean?
A mild seduction.
Yeah, there's a couple little moments. But, yeah, again, it felt like one of those, you know, just what do they call those? Bottleneck episodes.
Mm.
And how many more episodes? What's this? Episode 7. So we got three more episodes left.
Right.
So I think it'll start to pick up these next three episodes should kind of ratchet it up to the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Probably this next episode should be something big should happen. Typically the penultimate episode is some real crazy shit. And then the finale could always be a little hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. You got any predictions?
Nah, man, there's so much stuff going on. I mean, yeah. I got everybody I said, I got them coming back. You know what I'm saying? For action. You know what I'm saying? I know Brian ain't going to win, not this season. So, shit, we got to at least the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Before Brian win. So we
now this is my question again, and I think I've had this before, and I don't know if it's again. I'm not sure if it was just some marketing bullshit. I'm wondering if BMF is coming back, or if this is the final season.
I think it's I don't know. If this is the final season, it's gonna be a lot of left unanswered.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying it's gonna be. You got damn, they shouldn't have did it.
right.
At least get the nigga to the pen.
Yeah. I don't think it's the last season, just for the fact that I think that we would have heard a lot more from Lil Meech and even Meech, you know what I mean, during this season in the way of it's some bullshit, you know what I mean? Niggas would have been upset. I think motherfuckers are something with filming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think, for season 5, 6 or whatever the next season
I think Big Meech is probably sitting in a chair with his name on the back of it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, looking at the dailies. Shit. Listen, I guess it's about that time to transform and roll out. Always a pleasure talking to y'all. I'm glad y'all stuck in there. You know what I mean? Shit. That's it. That's all I got to say. What's that? November 15th, Comedy in Harlem. That's coming up, you know. And there'll probably be some more things I'm going to start announcing pretty soon. But, shit, that's all I got to leave y'all with for right now. You got anything you want to say to the people, Muhammad?
Nah, man, enjoy your summers. You know what I'm saying? I heard it was a little cool wave coming next week, but I'm not sure.
Hope so.
You know what I'm saying? They say it's supposed to cool down a little bit, especially in the northeastern region. But enjoy the summer, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's going to Martha's Vineyard for Black Illuminati Week, that's not what it's called, but this is just what I call it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a good time. Report back. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? The ins and outs of what's cracking this year. So if we do make it, we'll be more informed about it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check them flight deals and get to the places you want to get to while we still here. And shit, that's it for me.
There it is. Wear your long sleeves and stock up on your calamine lotion just in case.
Lord have mercy.
And until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Be out.
Conversation.